Sunday, 7th of October, back home in my wee garden this morning. Oh my, what a beautiful morning. It's 8 a.m. just now. I have a hot cup of tea in my hands, as usual, but more so this morning because it is extremely cold. I look up into the sky and there is an amazing, beautiful half moon in a cloudless, light blue background. Not a cloud anywhere. Sun's just getting up, lighting the tops of the trees. But this moon is stunning, and you know, yesterday it was very prominent. I was through in Edinburgh yesterday. I'll tell you a story about that maybe later. But anyway, it wasn't. I ended up doing more and spending more time and not getting home, and it was quite a busy day. And anyway, so that I noticed this moon because I pointed it out to my son-in-law in the morning, and we could see the sun lighting it up. But even on the way home yesterday, I could still see this half moon, and I could actually make out vaguely the detail on the dark side of the moon. Yes, you probably guessed I was leading up to that. Very subtle, wasn't it? No. But it does, when I look at it, it just reminds me of that iconic album cover. But I won't say anything else about that. That's another subject. Thoughts this morning. Slow down. Sunday mornings are always nicer. Much less traffic on the roads. Things just seem to have an air of tranquility, especially this time. But by 11 a.m, things will be a buzzing. That's the trend nowadays. See a goldfinch top the almond tree, and I can just hear the church bells up, way up in the town. As I said, it's very cold this morning, so let's take a wee walk round through my favourite bit, my conifer and evergreen shrub section. It's my favourite part. And even the hardy geraniums have their heads bowed this morning with the cold. Frost in the car, my goodness, that's the worst I've seen this year so far. Well, at this end of the year. What a wonderful one. The rooftops have frost on them. But it's beautiful. You know, so many people recently have commented on Audioboo how they love the seasons and they love the rain. I think Phil did that yesterday. And Phil, that is at Daylight Gambler. I'm sure it was Phil. I may have been wrong. But he wasn't alone. There's been many others that's commented on that they love the seasons. Hey. The fish are lying low. The bottom of the pond, because I've cut the heating back and they're now down to 11 degrees. Don't think they're talking to me. Barometer says change to fair. And the temperature now is 0 degrees. And once again, I confirm that the coldest part of the night was exactly 0 degrees. Oh, wonderful morning, wonderful, wonderful morning. These are the mornings that you really should be up at 5 or 6 and get your gear on and get away, a wee walk up. We have hills, just basically known as the Bathgate Hills. But they are lovely, actually. And these are the mornings I really should be up and get away up there and catch the sunrise, take the camera, catch the sunrise, and then come back home maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours later for a hot cup of tea. At least feel that I've done something in the mornings. Do, I really do. And being a Sunday, it is sinful to say that I do envy those that do get out and about. The Dean Reeds and the Pilgrim Chrissies, the Daylight Gambler, oh, and a few others that do that. So look across, maybe north from here, a couple of hundred meters, yards, there is a beautiful tree turning. It's an Acer. It's a big Acer, actually. It's as high as a sycamore. Well, same family. But it's one of the ones that turns amazing colours, and it's amber, orange, yellow, all in a one go. So it's totally stunning. No wonder artists get out and photographers get out first thing on these mornings when the light is at their absolutely best. Well, this is lovely. This is lovely. It's this kind of winter garden. I've still got my shorts on. Yes, I have. No lie. But I have a big iron jumper on to keep my back warm. But it is beautiful, it's beautiful, beautiful. I could go on this morning. Oh, such a gorgeous morning. Have I said it was a nice morning a few times? Well, maybe because I've said it so many times, you'll realise just how beautiful and crisp, clear, fresh. So clear that I can see these aircrafts, those big airliners. Miles away, I can see the tiny glint from the sun and their streamers. Another one up ahead, so high. I think I'll finish by letting nature tell the rest of my morning thoughts.